Hello, Audio Candy. This is Widow. I am now going to do the Proust questionnaire. Yay! I've been on Mumble for about the past hour or so, and I've been having everyone go, "You should do it, because if you're going to listen to ours, you should do yours so we can listen to yours and get to know you." And so here you go, guys. You get to know me, whether you like it or not. So, number one, what is your idea of perfect happiness? Being content and loving it, being content within and loving myself. I don't feel like I should be completely self-sustaining, because then I'd be like a little robot. But if I could be content with and happy within the person that I am, right now, or even not right now, but just like if I could love myself for my flaws at any stage of life. And accept them and like really truly embrace them and love me for who I am, no matter what I do or what accomplishments or success I don't reach or do reach, whatever, that would be my idea of happiness. By the way, if you guys hear cracking, that's probably my knuckles. I crack them a lot. Sorry in advance. Number two, what is your greatest fear? Hurting the people I love. Or being stuck in another abusive relationship. Because I seem to be very good at picking out angry, impatient, bitter men as partners. Women, I have a better, taste in, I suppose you could say. So I seem to be better with women than I am with men. But with men, I don't choose well. What is the trait you most deplore in yourself? I have two. Woohoo! My two are, I can be extremely apathetic, and I can just completely shut everything down and just not give shits. No shits will be given. I just don't care. I can completely and totally shut down and not care. And I hate that, because I feel like that ties into and is part of the other trait that I really don't like, that I deplore in myself, which is manipulation. And sometimes that shutting down is the way I manipulate people. But I'm very good at it. And sometimes I don't even realize I'm doing it until later, which is, I think, one of the most dangerous and horrible parts of it, is that sometimes I don't even always know that I'm doing it, so I can't always stop. Number four, what is the trait you most deplore in other people? Lying, because when people lie, they are basically saying they have no respect for me as a person, because they're looking at me and saying, yeah, I know that that this is the truth, but I'm going to tell you something that isn't true. Number five, which living person do you most admire? I don't know. When I was little, I would have said my mom, and I still do admire my mom a lot for a lot of things she's been through and done, but I feel as though everyone's human and everyone's done things that are regrettable and or bad, so I'm not sure that I've yet found a person that, I guess one of my best friends, he basically has been helping to keep me in one piece since I was about 16, so years and years and years now. I make myself sound so old, but he's been there for me for a really long time, and he's put up with all my stuff, and he's just a great person, and I love the mess out of him, and I'm very grateful for him. What is your greatest extravagance? I feel like I don't even know if I'm gonna answer this well, because I'm not quite sure what it's asking here. Okay, so extravagance technically means a thing on which too much money has been spent or which has been used up too many resources. Ooh, what's my most expensive thing then? I don't know. I don't really have that many expensive... I have a corset, but it was only like 30... like 30 bucks, like 30 going on 40. So I can't even really say that that's my greatest extravagance. I'm sorry, people, if you might have heard noise, I'm shuffling. Because this is going to be a long audio. Number 7. What is my current state of mind? I'm angry and bitter right now because of things that happened earlier today that I don't really want to talk about because it involves someone else and I don't want to put all their business out in the street. But I'll just say that they didn't react the way I was hoping they would, and I didn't do the things I think it would have maybe taken for them to react the way I wanted them to. Regardless, I will admit we are both at fault, but it's left me very angry and vengeful. So, yeah, I get vengeful a lot, sadly. So, yeah, try not to do anything stupid with that. What do you consider the most overrated virtue? I'm not sure. I really don't know. I think maybe purity, possibly. In the sense of being sexually pure, perhaps. Because I think there's more to a person of whether or not they've slept with someone or done things with someone. So maybe, I don't know. Number 9, on what occasion do you lie? I really don't. Shit. Facebook, why are you making noises? Guess who gets to go close their Facebook tabs now? I'm not even gonna edit anything in this audio. I'm gonna do my best to, leave this as unfiltered as possible and just give you guys raw me and all my weirdness and all the things that happened in my life. I think that was actually my mom messaging me. I don't really lie. I lie by omission, if that counts. Which I guess it does, but I just won't tell people things. I'll just leave shit out, and that's my way of lying. Or I'll tell them I'll just tell you part of the truth, like, did you spend a lot of money? Well, I bought this, this, that, and that. And that stuff might have cost a lot of money or a little bit of money, but I just won't. I don't know, that's a bad example, but anyways. What do you most dislike about your appearance? Fuck. I'm a little heavier than I'd like to be. I'm not, like, morbidly obese or anything. I just don't like parts of my body that I could easily change by working out. I think the part of that problem is, though, I do have PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome, which basically means there's two different extremes of that. It can either be impossible for you to gain weight or about impossible for you to lose weight, and it's about impossible for me to lose weight. I've lost a lot of weight in the past year, which is great, but a lot of that was I was not eating nearly enough, because the food at my campus was making me sick. So, yeah. That wasn't fun. That was a hard semester. That was a really hard semester. Well, 2 year, because it was 2 semesters, I guess. But, yeah. I don't know. So I guess either my chub-chubsness or my height. No, my hair. Okay, my chub-chubness or my hair. I wish my hair was longer. Like, I wish I had, like, mid-back length hair. Which living person do you most despise? I don't know. I guess I'm gonna go with the whole entire ISIS group right now because they're causing too much stuff and they're killing people and it's hurting my soul. So that's what I'm gonna stick with. Number 12. I'm not even halfway through. Oh my god. what's the quality you like most in a man? I'm gonna go with romantically and not romantically. Or I don't know. In a romantic sense, I like communication from men. Like, I feel like men are worse at communicating. I like when they poke, I like when they prod, I like when they ask me questions. I love when people ask me questions, because it means that they want to know me and they care enough about me to want to get to know me. And I feel like this isn't, because 13 is what quality do you like most in a woman? And I feel like overall men don't ask as many questions as women. Like, women are like, oh, what did you mean by that? Like, oh, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? Like, what's making you okay? Are you happy? Like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're happy. Do you want to tell me why you're happy? Versus men are just like, generally speaking, I feel like men don't ask any questions. So I do like when men are inquisitive. For women, I like when they are less dramatic. I can't stand drama queens. They drain me and annoy the shit out of me, and I can't take it. It's hard. I had a lot of drama last semester, and it caused me to spiral back into a horrible part of my life, which I'm now struggling with all over again. So yeah, that was, yeah. I like when people aren't dramatic. I like when women aren't dramatic, when men are inquisitive. There we go. 14. Which words or phrases do you most overuse? I'm just saying. I say I'm just saying a lot. I call a lot of people love or dear or darling, so I guess I overuse terms of endearment, though I'm not sure that you can, because why not be endearing to people? 15. What or who is the greatest love of your life? Well, I do currently have a boyfriend, and he's great, and he's wonderful. We're both human, obviously, so sometimes there are hard times, but he's great. But I'm actually going to be vulnerable in the sense of I'm Christian. Judgment, I'm awaiting judgment because I know it's going to happen. So honestly, I try to make God the greatest love of my life. At all times, because, yeah, people fail you, but, God's never failed me in the sense of when I thought he did, it was people, and even the people that say that they're following him don't always reflect him, in the way that his word does. If you read the Bible and you read how people act, like, you're gonna see two different, completely different sides of God, so to speak. I don't think people represent him nearly well enough. So, yeah. When and where are you happy? Or were you happiest? When and where were you happiest? I'm not sure. I'm normally actually sadly happiest and saddest when I'm in a relationship. So, I don't know how to explain that. I guess Switzerland was fun. I've been to Switzerland over a series of summers before for a camp, a Christian camp, and I hated the flies there because they were everywhere, but I loved being there, and it was beautiful and wonderful and great. So yeah, I think I'll maybe do that. Which talent would you most like to have? I'd love to dance. I'd like to think I'm a decent singer. So I'd either like to be able to pick up languages really easily or be able to dance. Yeah. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? I'm not sure if we're talking physically or, I think we already talked physically, didn't we? Yep, what do I most dislike about my appearance? So I guess I'll go characteristic-wise. If I could change one thing about myself, I live by an airport, so if you guys can hear that, I'm really sorry. If I could change one characteristic about myself, I'd probably be a little bit more self-sufficient. Because if I feel like if I was more stable and secure in myself, and if I didn't need other people as much as I do, and that sounds really corny, but I've learned that I need people. I've been able to limit the amount of people that I need, but I still need people. And if I needed people a little less, I think I wouldn't be so afraid of getting hurt, and I think that wouldn't cause me to be so offensive or defensive so often. So yeah, I think I'd be a little bit more self-sufficient. 19. Oh god, this is hard. What do you consider to be your greatest achievement? Right now, getting to college. I don't know. I feel like that's hard. I really don't know. Getting to know myself as well as I do now. I stopped cutting for a couple of months, I think almost a year or so, and then I restarted, so I fucked that up. So I'm not sure what my greatest achievement is or if I have one yet. 20. If you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be? I think I'd come back as a guy. Just so that I could be really sweet to women. But I want to be a white guy. I'm a black girl, in case you guys couldn't tell by my voice. But I'd like to be a white guy with black hair. And I don't even care what color eyes. I just want black hair. Or I'll dye it black. Fuck it. And yeah, I want to be kind of tall. If I came back as a thing, I want to come back as an animal. I think I want to be like a fox or a tiger. Yeah. 21. Where would you most like to live? I'm from Germany. I'm currently living in New York. Well, I'm not right now. I'm visiting home. But I'm going to school in New York. I've definitely learned I'm not. I don't feel American. Like, people make me not feel American. While I'm in America. So, I'd probably like to come back to Europe. I'd want to move to the UK, or Ireland. So my favorite countries that I'd love to move to would be England, Ireland, the Republic of, or New Zealand. Yeah, I think that's it. If I'm going to live in the States, I'd love to move to the South or to the West Coast or to another part of New York, like maybe the city. Yeah. I'm not in the city. Ha. Suck on that. Stick it in a juice box and suck it. I don't know what that's from, so please don't ask me to, if I'm quoting something, because I don't know. I think I saw it on a t-shirt once. What's your most treasured possession? I love my electronics because they keep me in contact with people. Other than that, I'm not sure. I have so much stuff. It's really sad. I was actually talking to my mom about this earlier. I was like, when you go to college, you just kind of realize like how much you don't use and how much you don't really need. And it's sad because you think about how many people would love to have half of, like a quarter of what you have. And you have all the stuff that you don't need or don't use or don't think about. So, yeah. Oh God. 23. What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery? I'm not sure if they're asking about mine or in general. I guess I would say all the people going through dealing with ISIS and all the people getting shot, even in the US. There's just been a lot of deaths lately. And I think that those families that are being left behind, I think that's horrible. I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that. There's so much misery in the world and sadness. So I don't know how to respond to that. 24. What is your favorite occupation? I think being a lawyer or a counselor, and when I say counselor, I mean like psychologist. So either being a lawyer or a psychologist to me would be cool, or being a cosmetologist. I know that's a really weird stretch, but those would be my favorite occupations. 25. What is your most marked characteristic? I really don't know. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. That people notice in me, honestly, would probably be the fact that I do my best to make sure that everyone's doing okay, and to take care of everyone all the time. To me, within myself, I think it's that I worry all the time and I constantly want to control everything. Because when I was younger, my mom especially was very big on, on emphasizing how much control I didn't have. At one point, I actually started cutting, or continued cutting, rather, because that was the only sense of control I could get over my life. Because I could control that. So, I think my most marked characteristic within myself, that, like, I see within myself, is a need for control. Oh, God, this is hard. I'm gonna kill people after this. Like, on Mumble, people are gonna get bitched at. Prepare. 26, what do you most value in your friends? Honesty and loyalty. That's it. I don't know how to explain it any more than that. Just be straightforward with me, even if I'm not gonna like it. And be loyal. If you stab me in the back, so help me God, I'll make you regret the day you met me. Who are my favorite writers? I don't even know. That's question 27. I'm not sure. I might. Yeah. I don't know. I'm leaving it. Fuck it. You guys get to hear all my shit. I'm not sure who my favorite writer would be. Are we talking real life or like authors or like writers on here? I don't even know. I'm skipping it. 28. Who is your hero of fiction? I'm gonna go with who's my favorite hero in fiction. When I was younger, I don't even know. I don't know. I loved heroes, yes, but I loved villains. Like, when we did dress-up days at school, I didn't want to be a superhero. I was wanting to dress up as supervillains. Why am I crying right now? Yeah, so I don't know. Oh, I'm gonna kill somebody. 29. Fuck. Which historical figure do you most identify with? I don't know. I used to love Edgar Allan Poe when I was younger because he went through so much and he was always so depressed and he always brought such beauty out of his depression. And I feel like I try to do that. So, I don't know. 30. Who are your heroes in real life? Military. I love them. I grew up around military. My family is military. So to me, they're some of the most beautiful men and women, in the face of the planet because they get up every day, do things they don't want to. They do so much to make sure that we're safe and we can have what we love. So I love them for it. All the service, I'm gonna fuck this up, but all the services out there, like, firefighters, police officers, civil service, I think it's called. Yeah. All the civil service workers. I'm gonna fuck that up. I know it. I'm sorry. I sound stupid. 31. What are your favorite names? I like my middle name. My middle name, I don't know if I actually want to say it, so I'm not, but, I like the name Isabel. I like the name, Maurice. I like the name, I don't know. I'm not sure. I like a lot of names. There are a lot of beautiful names out there. Yeah. I actually like the name Nathaniel. That was actually the name of my, like, first real boyfriend. I love that name still. I think Nathaniel is a very, very handsome name. I don't know. I like a lot of names. I love names. I love looking up names. Names are beautiful, and I love them because I love their meanings, and I love a lot. 32. What is it that you most dislike? If I'm gonna be really blunt, I don't like living. I'm not necessarily suicidal anymore, but I was. I hate being alive. I wish I was dead, but I don't want to kill myself. I just want to die in my sleep. So I hate being alive, honestly. But people make it easier to live. Because as long as I can help someone or love someone or be there for someone, then something in my life becomes a little bit better. So yeah. What is your greatest regret? When I was younger, I fed into the lies that I was fat and ugly, that no man would ever love me, that I was worth nothing, that all I'd ever be good for was sex, and so I spent years of my life just giving men whatever they wanted and basically performing and giving pieces of my soul away just so I could feel pretty for a couple of minutes. And I wish I could take that away, because I feel like if I didn't do that, it wouldn't have led to a lot of the other things that happened in my life. So yeah, I regret believing what people said about me. How would I like to die? 34. I just want to die in my sleep, honestly. Or in a car crash. One of those. What is my motto, number 35? And this is the final question. My motto. Oh, I actually have one. I have this quote slash motto, I guess, posted on my wall in my room. And it's, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And I think I'm trying to spend my life learning how to do that. Slash, that is one of my mottos, and the other motto would be, it's not about how many times you fall down, but about how many times you get up. So those are my two mottos, I guess, my two things I live by. So yeah. Okay. Well, that's everything. Thanks guys for listening. I got super deep and super quiet, and now I'm gonna go hate everyone on Mumble for making me go through this. No, I'm kidding. I love you guys, and you guys have actually made me a lot happier. So Mumble's helping my life right now. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.